Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Mary Walter here with Vince Colonese. Joining us, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of The Larry Kudlow Show on WMAL Saturdays at 7, also author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry, welcome.
Thank you, Mary.
I wanted to hear you. President Trump yesterday was talking to farmers, and it was interesting how the mainstream media did not cover this. I want you to hear what President Trump had to say to the farmers regarding NAFTA, and then get your opinion.
On NAFTA, I am working very hard to get a better deal for our country and for our farmers and for our manufacturers. It's under negotiation as we speak.
So he got a round of applause from the farmers regarding NAFTA. Where do you see this heading, and what's it going to do to our economy?
Well, look, I'm all for negotiation. I think 20 years later, or whatever it is, you got to make some changes. There has to be some refurbishment. And that's good. That's a very good thing. And we have a differential with Mexico on sales taxes. They broke the treaty years ago by lifting their sales tax to 16%, and that means tax on any imports. We have state sales taxes that average about 6.5%. Some of the states are higher. Some of the big trading states, California and so forth, could be up to 10%. So let's have reciprocity. Let's try to work through some of these issues. But, it's a big but, some of the president's advisors wanted to pull out of NAFTA altogether. And that means, you know, Canada as well as Mexico. That would be a terrible blow. It would really damage economic growth. Certain industries, like the farming industry, like the auto industry, like the energy industry, they have huge exports to NAFTA countries, to Canada and Mexico. And by the way, anytime you raise tariffs, which are taxes, okay, anytime you do that, you damage consumers, and you also damage certain businesses. And that's why I don't like it. I mean, steel tariffs, iron tariffs are all being discussed. Tariffs on China are being discussed. Now, that doesn't mean the president will do it, and I hope he doesn't. It just means that, you know, raising taxes on international trade is very bad for the American economy. So, and I think, by the way, the stock market would react very badly if we pulled out of NAFTA. So I'm hoping he takes, you know, a much more moderate stance and let his negotiators negotiate. That's what he should do.
Yeah, I mean, reading the tea leaves on this, you've given some advice to the White House economically. What's your sense of where this is going to end up? Is he still going to tear up NAFTA as he suggested in the past he would?
Well, my sense is he won't tear it up. I've had this discussion with him. I mean, we had it during the campaign, and we've had it in the past bunch of months. My sense is he's not going to leave NAFTA, and that he wants to deal, you know, he uses the word reciprocity, okay? That's a good word. That's okay. I mean, China, for example, let's go there for a moment. China does steal our intellectual property. They do, and they have for many years, and the whole world knows it. So that has to be negotiated. Now, slapping big tariffs on China would be harmful to our economy, okay? Probably be harmful to theirs. They will reciprocate in kind by slapping tariffs on various American products. That's no way to run the economy.
Well, he's threatened to do this, of course, with China on steel. He thinks there's too much steel being dumped into the American economy, and he wants to slap tariffs on them.
I'm very much opposed to that. That's my very good friend Wilbur Ross. I love the guy, but he wants tariffs on steel. This has been done before, either tariffs or quotas. And you know what happens in this case? The domestic steel companies raise their prices under the umbrella of protection, and so therefore any consumers of steel, which includes automobiles, for example, would be greatly damaged. So I think that's a terrible idea. And again, I hope the president takes the high ground on this. I can't predict the outcome so far. But I will say his campaign bite on these matters has so far been much, much greater than his actual, government policies. The bite is much more, and I think that's okay. That's a tactic that he has But again, I hope I'm right on this, because you go through a wave of protectionism, you're going to do great damage to the economy.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like he's been as more of a conservative than he has a populist when it comes to economic issues.
Well, let me just say this regarding that word populist.
Yes.
Populism. The whole tradition of American populism is economic prosperity for all. That's the tradition. We're not a European country. We don't wall off America. We don't attack, you know, by raising tariffs on other countries, at least not in the last century or more. So I took issue with this with my friend Steve Bannon. I wrote a column about this last weekend. His version of putting walls around America and isolationism is not, repeat, that is not American populism. American populism is traditionally, in our representative democracy, to grow and create prosperity for everybody. As we wrote in our book, JFK, a rising tide lifts all boats. Reagan said the same thing. You can't signal winners and losers. You're going to do a lot of damage there. You politicize the whole process. So I think it would be, you know, free. Look, I understand the free trade is gets hit from time to time.
Right.
So you got to even the playing field, level the playing field. I'm all for that.
Well, let's talk about
tariffs and dropping out of the process. Not good.
You mentioned putting up the wall. The president of the United States is hosting a bipartisan meeting today to discuss immigration. Democrats are saying, hey, look, we just want DACA to be passed and nothing else. We want an amnesty here. Trump's saying he wants at least a wall, an end to chain migration, an end to the diversity visa lottery and border security. What do you make of all this, and what do you expect
merit,
pops out?
And merit-based applications. Actually, I favor that. I favor that. Now, I don't know all exactly what it means yet, but look, we have walls and fences, I guess about a third of the border from Southern California, I think it's through Arizona, maybe beginning of New Mexico, whatever we're going to call it, walls, border protection, sometimes fences, some kind of barrier, and beef up the policing of it. In many different ways, using Rudy Giuliani's old police CompuStat, things of that sort. I'm fine with that. Using drones, I'm fine with that, too. And I think the Democrats are wrong. DACA should be part of this, but DACA gets you to the issue of legal immigration, okay? So let's stop the family chain illegal immigration, but let's go towards a merit-based immigration system, which will be legal. I like that very much.
Yep.
I like the checkoffs. You know, I do think you ought to speak English.
Yep. Right? Well, that's...
I don't have a problem with that. That's different than trade protectionism. This is just basic sound immigration reform.
Yeah. Managing your household, who gets to come in and out. Thank you, Larry Kudlow. Really appreciate your insight again. As always, we'll chat with you next week.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid carpet cleaning.